hang out with us here on 2SER, maybe you consider yourself a little bit of a music junkie. We like to think of ourselves as music aficionados around here, so I'm hoping that that might extend to you as well. And even though we do play a lot of that fancy studio recorded stuff on air, there is nothing like seeing your favourite artist on the stage. There are so many fantastic musicians and groups across Australia, and they definitely deserve praise for their creative efforts. This is why we are so excited that we are going to be having a chat about the National Live Music Awards. At 2SER, we get to actually present the New South Wales Awards, which is massively, massively exciting. But joining us on the line to give us a little bit more info is the director of the National Live Music Awards, Larry Heath. Larry, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks so much for having me.
This is going to be a massive night by the sounds. What are we expecting once the awards actually roll around?
Well, yeah, we're rolling up to them on December 6th, not too far now. There's 8 simultaneous events that happen around the country. It's an incredibly large undertaking. We have over 30 performances across those events and over 60 awards handed out around the country, all on the same night.
And I believe that we do get a little bit of a sneak peek this morning about some of the New South Wales nominations.
That's right. Yes, as our wonderful New South Wales media partners, 2SER, announcing the 5 New South Wales categories first thing this morning ahead of our national announcement this evening.
Very excited. So what are some of the categories that we're going to be taking a look at?
So we're going to be looking at the Live Act of the Year, which is recognising one of the best live bands in the country, or live artists in the country. Best Live Voice, which recognises the best live vocalist or lead singer in New South Wales. And you've got Best Live Venue, Best Live Music Event, and the All Ages Achievement Award, which recognises the achievements of an individual, organisation, group or event, which champions all ages events or opportunities for under-18s in the live music sector.
I love that as well, because I remember one of the biggest things about turning 18 for me was that I could start going out to the over 18 gigs, because there's nothing more frustrating than being 17 and a half and having a gig you really want to go to.
That's right. And there's so much red tape around all ages events, and there are so many great people in this state and around the country who are helping cut through that red tape and making those events possible.
And do we get to find out who is nominated up in any of the categories, or is that coming out with the national announcement a bit later?
Well, no, you get to announce this morning the New South Wales nominees.
Oh, very exciting. So I know that I'm having a quick squiz now. I can see there's a lot of Gang of Youths happening, which is very exciting. They have had an absolutely cracker year.
They certainly have, obviously playing the NRL final over the weekend, and they're about to play their biggest tour ever in terms of amount of shows and amount of tickets that they've flown out the door. They've got their own music festival in Queensland, and so they're about to, on Friday, head over to the States, and they're touring with the Foo Fighters.
Oh, wow.
So it's playing a festival in LA that Dave Grohl himself chose the band for, so they say.
And so what have been some of your live music highlights for the year? I know it's a massive question.
Oh, that is a very hard question. I was lucky enough to head to Primavera in Barcelona this year and got to see an incredible performance from Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, which definitely ranks up there among my highlights of this year. I was down at the Yours and Ours Festival over the weekend, who you're about to find out is a nominee for the awards this year, and just was blown away by the performances from local Australian acts there. Moaning Lisa, Psychedelic Porn Crumpets, a tropical epic. I probably can't say this. The Time of the Morning. TFS for the new project.
Yes.
Gareth Lydiard.
Tropical F Storm.
Storm, yes. just some absolutely incredible performances. The talent in Australia right now is without question the best it's ever been.
Well, we're very, very excited to run through the nominees. But Larry, thanks for chatting to us this morning.
No worries, and I'll hand it over to you to announce the five categories.
Cheers, Larry. That was Larry Heath, having a chat about the nominations for the 3rd Annual Live Music Awards. Very, very excited to bring them to you this morning. As you mentioned, some of the categories there. So we've got Live Act of the Year, Gang of Youths is up, Hockey Dad, Julia Jacklin, Skeggs, and The Presets. All of them actually have had massive years. So I do not envy the judges in any of these categories. For Live Voice of the Year, we've got David Leopape from the Gang of Youths, Julia Jacklin, Matt Corby, Sarah Blasco, and Vera Blue. For Live Venue of the Year, very, very deserving venues, I think. Enmore Theatre, Oxford Art Factory, Radbar, The Lansdowne, and Waywards. And for the actual live event of the year, we've got Fairgrounds, King Street Crawl, Laneway Festival, Splendour in the Grass, as well as Yours and Owls, as Larry mentioned there. And the All Ages Achievement Award, which was the one we were having a chat about, things involved for under 18s, because everybody loves music. It's not just for those of us who have celebrated our 18th birthday. We've got Adam Smith. He's up as the director of Yours and Owls. Live and Local 2018 from the Live Music Office Initiative. Mark Gerber, he's the owner of the Oxford Art Factory, Yarban Festival, and the Yours and Owls Under 18s Festival. So huge congrats to all the nominations. We will get that list up on the 2SER website for you this morning. Oh, I do not envy the judges one bit. I don't know how they've narrowed it down this far, honestly, let alone narrowed it down to, how they're going to continue narrowing it down to a winner. But we'll let you know as soon as we do. National Live Music Awards coming your way in December.